Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go grab your Bible and pull up a chair and turn up your radio and become a student in this class. We are studying at this time the account of Jesus feeding the 5,000. This is a miracle of Jesus that could not have been faked, and it is recorded both by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're studying this miracle in a series of lessons on the life of Christ and a harmony of the Gospels. And as we were bringing the class to a close in our last class time, we were talking about how that when we have more than one record of an event in the Bible, we can see that sometime one writer would include or omit certain facets of that or certain aspects or accounts of that that the other writer either did not include or maybe they added something the other writer didn't. Now, they're not contradicting when they do this. I learned a long time ago from a very wise teacher that if you want to know what the Bible says about any subject, you take everything the Bible says about that subject and you put it all together and reason correctly about those things. And so that's what we have with this miracle of the 5,000. We have four accounts of the miracles. The accounts are not identical, but in every place they differ. There is no contradiction. They all fit together, just as you would call four witnesses up to a witness stand, each telling their testimony of an event that they know of, and they wouldn't all use the same words or include the same details, but all told the truth. And by putting their words together, we can be assured of the truth. And so also we can be assured of the truth about these stories concerning Jesus when we look at them by way of a harmony of the Gospels. Now, as we come to this miracle, we're going to see that Jesus saw the desert place. Before we go to that desert place with him, let me remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in studying this Sunday school lesson of the feeding of the 5,000, we are studying it by way of Elam's notes that he wrote for the Sunday schools of November the 9th, 1924. Now we're going to see in this story that Jesus sought a desert place. Well, the word really means a deserted place because they were right beside the sea. It's not a place of no water. It's the place of no people. In the miracle recorded by the four, we see all the motives which cooperated and prompting Jesus to seek a retirement in a desert place over the sea and beyond Herod's jurisdiction. There was a desire of Herod at this time to see him, which desire he had no intent of gratifying. The needed rest for himself and his apostles just returning from toilsome journeys, for they had then no leisure so much as to eat, Mark tells us in Mark chapter 6. And then there's the news of the death of John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 14. Jesus was deeply grieved, and the multitudes greatly enraged over the sad, cruel murder of John the Baptist. These facts prompted Jesus to seek the privacy of the desert. Herod feared the multitudes, or else he would have beheaded John the Baptist before this. We know this by Matthew chapter 14 and verse 5. They were now ready to revolt, and with their misconceptions, of the nature of Christ's mission. They were ready to crown and proclaim him king, which they really attempted anyway. John chapter 6 and verse 15. Hence, he withdrew into privacy for meditation and rest, and to allow the excitement among the people to subside. Now let me read John 6, 1 through 5. After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they beheld the signs which he did on them that were sick. Jesus went up into the mountain, and there sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Therefore, lifting up his eyes, and seeing that great multitude cometh unto him, he said to Philip, Whence are we to buy bread that these may eat? From Matthew 14 and verse 12, we learn that it was upon hearing of the death of John the Baptist, and upon the return of the apostles from their preaching tours, Mark 6, 30 and Luke 9, 10, that Jesus and his disciples went into a desert place apart across the northern end of the Sea of Galilee. They crossed the sea in a boat. The multitudes from all the cities intensely interested saw them going, recognized them, and followed them, running together there on foot, and out went them. That the multitude was great, we learn from the fact that it was numbered about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The multitude followed him, because they beheld the signs which he did on them that were sick, John 6 and verse 2. The public roads passed around the head of the sea, and the people took these roads on foot, and out went the boat, which they could see almost all the journey. And when the boat landed, they were awaiting there for Jesus. Again, all opportunity for rest was gone. Again, in his sympathy for the people, Jesus lost sight of his own personal needs and came forth out of the boat. And seeing the great multitude, he had compassion on them and welcomed them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and spake to them of the kingdom of God, and them that had need of healing he cured. Matthew 14:14 and Mark 6:34 and Luke 9:11. The compassion of Jesus is frequently mentioned in the New Testament. This was near the Passover, and the people were collecting to attend this annual feast at Jerusalem. It was in the spring, when the grass was fresh and green, according to John 6 and verse 10. If the feast of John 5, 1 is a Passover, it was the second one since Jesus began his public ministry, and 1 year since he cleansed the temple the first time, John 2 and verse 18. The one of this lesson would be the third one. From John 6 and verse 3, it seems that Jesus retired with his apostles a while into a mountain, but from the other writers it appeared that he followed multitudes and there was no time for rest. The multitudes followed and there was no time for rest. And he spent the day teaching them and healing the afflicted, Matthew 14, 15. And it says in Mark 6:35, when evening was come, or in Luke 9:12, when the day was now far spent, or it says the day began to wear away, the conversation between Jesus and the apostles about feeding the people took place. Jesus had compassion on them, not only because they were hungry, but because they were destitute of the bread of life. They had no spiritual food, no shepherds, save the blinded and bigoted scribes and Pharisees. Jesus asked Philip about feeding them. Whence are we to buy bread that these may eat? All the 12 thought it would be impossible for them to buy a sufficient quantity. Hence they came and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that we may go into the villages and countries round about and lodge and get provisions, for we are here in a desert place, Luke 9 and verse 12, and buy themselves something to eat, Mark 6:39 and Matthew 14 and verse 15. To this Jesus replied, "They have no need to go away. Give ye them to eat." The apostles replied through Philip, "Shall we go and buy 200 shillings worth of bread and give them to eat? Or 200 shillings worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one may take a little," John 6 and verse 7. This was the estimate of the apostles as to how much it would take to buy enough for all to have a little. A shilling was equal to about 17 cents in our money. Hence, 200 shillings worth would be about $34 worth, but a shilling then would buy five or six times as much as it will now. I want you to remember what I just read was written in 1924. Well, the numbers would have changed due to inflation by this time, but the point is this. It was the ordinary price of a day's work by the common laborer. The apostles either did not have the money, or having it, did not think it sufficient. Jesus then asked, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." Mark 6:38. They did not know, but when they had ascertained, they reported through Andrew, "There is a lad here who hath five barley loaves and two fishes, but what are they among so many?" John 6 and verse 9. Let me read this to you. John 6, verses 6 through 9. When he said, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" This he said to prove them, for he knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 shillings worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There's a lad here who hath five barley loaves and two fishes, but what are they among so many?" Jesus knew before he raised these inquiries what he would do. But he did this for the spiritual benefit of the apostles, to prove Philip. They, like ourselves, were sometimes slow to learn. These verses are embraced in the explanations of verses 7 and 8, but verse 9, it was plain, common food, the food of the poor classes. It was all the apostles could command at that time and place. The multitude, as well as Christ and the apostles, were so greatly interested as to lose sight of temporal needs. In compassion, Jesus fed the multitude, while at the same time, by the miracles he wrought, he demonstrated his divine power and showed his authority to teach. By healing the bodies of men, he showed his power to heal their souls. By feeding the bodies, he showed his power to feed their souls. He was the bread of life. That a lad should have five loaves and two fishes is only a mere incident from which Jesus draws this lesson. We might just as well give to the five loaves and two fishes some spiritual signification. He was no better than 1,000 other lads because he happened to have these. We read that Jesus gave thanks in John 6, verse 10. Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. When the five loaves and two fishes were reported, Jesus said in Matthew 14:18, "Bring them hither to me." He then directed the apostles to seat the men upon the grass in companies of 50s and of 100s. This was orderly and done for convenience in waiting upon them. It was comfortable and convenient to sit on the ground, for there was much grass in the place, it being about the 1st of April. The apostles, in obedience to Jesus, went about arranging the companies as directed, and there were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. It was customary then, as it is yet, in the East for men to eat alone, reclining. and for women and children to eat to themselves, sitting. And we'll continue the next class.